Morena, everyone, Ata Marie. The first reading is all of Psalm 30. A psalm, a song for the dedication of the Temple of David. I will exalt you, O Lord, for you lifted me out of the depths and did not let my enemies gloat over me. O Lord my God, I called to you for help and you healed me. O Lord, you brought me up from the grave. You spared me from going down into the pit. Sing to the Lord, you saints of his. Praise his holy name. For his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. When I felt secure, I said, I shall never be shaken. O Lord, when you favored me, you made my mountain stand firm. But when you hid your face, I was dismayed. To you, O Lord, I called. To the Lord I cried for mercy. What gain is there in my destruction, in my going down into the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it proclaim your faithfulness? Hear, O Lord, and be merciful to me. O Lord, be my help. You turned my wailing into dancing. You removed my sackcloth and clothed me with joy, that my heart may sing to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Whakarongo ki te kupi, a te wārua ki te hāhi. Thanks to be to God. The Holy Gospel according to Mark, chapter 1. Beginning at verse 40. Praise and glory to God. A man with leprosy came to him and begged him on his knees, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." Immediately the leprosy left him and he was cured. Jesus sent him away at once with a strong warning. "See that you don't tell this to anyone, but go, show yourself to the priest, and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing, as a testimony to them." Instead, he went out and he began to talk freely, spreading the news. As a result, Jesus could no longer enter a town openly, but stayed outside in lonely places. Yet the people still came to him from everywhere. This is the Gospel of Christ. Te rongapai tene a te karaiti. Praise to Christ the Word. Whakamoemi te tia ia te kupu mana.
Morena. Good morning. Ko Ian Scarlett, tōku ingoa. It's a real privilege to share some thoughts with you about how Jesus removes damaging labels. Our gospel reading featured a man covered with leprosy, a man who had been labeled a leper. As we shall see, it was a label that seriously limited his ability to fulfill his God-given potential. Like him, we suffer from damaging labels that hold us back from becoming more like Jesus and being all that God created us to be. Sometimes the labels are self-imposed. For many years, I've been working through a self-imposed label of timidity, feeling overly concerned about how other people would react when I speak about my faith. And sometimes, damaging labels are imposed on us by others. I've been called white, middle class, a baby boomer by my grandson, a Jesus freak, a Bible basher. And a number of years ago when I was high school teaching, some of my students thought it was quite amusing to call me Brother Ian. Common negative identity labels include loser, lazy, stupid, selfish, ugly, criminal, addict, fat, and weak. I'm sure we've all been on the receiving end of negative labels like these at some point in our lives. We create labels based on judgments about the people we encounter. If someone follows you too closely in traffic, you might label them an inconsiderate driver. Being late to a meeting might make you think a colleague is lazy. When you make a mistake when you're sending an email, you might label yourself dumb. We have a natural tendency to judge and create labels. Swiss psychiatrist and psychoanalyst Carl Jung said, "Thinking is difficult. That's why most people judge." Some labels are much more damaging than others because they can categorize, entrap, curse, and brand us in ways that are nearly impossible to shake. But when we find ourselves before Jesus, there is hope. He can remove damaging labels and give us a new start. But that's not all. He also challenges our natural tendency to label others. And I think that's very relevant in light of recent events leading up to the Waitangi Day celebrations and some very emotional protests regarding Titiriti or Waitangi. During his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus warned about the danger of labelling others in damaging ways. He said, "Carelessly call a brother idiot, and you just might find yourself hauled into court. Thoughtlessly yell stupid at a sister, and you are on the brink of hellfire." The simple moral fact is that words kill. As Jesus noted, our words are incredibly powerful. They can bring life, courage, and blessing, but they can also curse, discourage, and destroy. Jesus invites us to be careful and thoughtful whenever we speak, exercising patience, compassion, and an open mind. Ian McLaren, who was a writer and also a minister of the Free Church of Scotland, said, "Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about." When the man with leprosy came to Jesus, the actions Jesus took were completely different from the way first century Jewish people dealt with lepers. According to the law of Moses, lepers were required to keep their distance from the public, crying out unclean when they were around other people. To get an understanding of what the man with leprosy may have experienced, imagine that you've just tested positive for COVID-19. And imagine, well, we're not required to isolate, but just imagine that for the next week, you must warn people around you by saying, "Excuse me, I may be infectious," whenever you visit a supermarket, a shopping mall, or any other public place. What would that be like? What do you think? Any ideas? Lonely? Yeah, people would kind of pull back from you, wouldn't they? Any other thoughts?
Embarrassing.
Embarrassing, yes. Just having to admit that you might be infectious. Terribly embarrassing. That's kind of a taste of what it might have been like for the man with leprosy. It must have been awful to have a disease like leprosy in Jesus' day. He would have just felt so isolated and so cut off from any social contact with his family and friends. So, what did the man do when he saw Jesus? Surprisingly, he came and begged on his knees, saying, "If you are willing, you can make me clean." Rather than yelling out "unclean," he said, if Jesus was willing, he could make him clean. It seems that he believed that Jesus was able to take away his disease, cleanse him totally, and remove his leper label. And the question for us is, do we believe that Jesus has the ability and power to change our lives and remove labels that hold us back from becoming more like Jesus? And the next question for us is the one that the man with leprosy asked. Is Jesus willing? Is he? Often when we suffer from a sickness which seems to have no end, an addiction that has taken control of our behavior, an accidental injury that leaves us disabled, an unexpected loss, or a bad habit that we keep falling into, it's easy to assume that God is behind our troubles. That's what Job did when he lost his wealth, his children, and his body was covered in painful sores. He said, "The arrows of the Almighty are in me. My spirit drinks their poison. God's terrors are marshaled against me." Like Job, we can be tempted to think that God is behind our troubles and that we just have to accept the circumstances that we find ourselves in. But this man with leprosy took a different approach. He said, "If you are willing, you can." He revealed a thin but true faith and waited for Jesus' response. Jesus responded with direct action that went beyond the man's request. He reached out his hand and touched the man. Now, did the man say, "If you're willing, you can touch me"? Why did Jesus reach out and touch him? What do you think? Why did Jesus reach out and touch the man?
His way of healing?
His way of healing, yeah. Up until then, no one had touched him for a long time. All the time he had leprosy, he wasn't getting touched by anyone. Yeah. So Jesus' care for the man with leprosy overcame his fear of infection or fear of what people thought. Jesus both touched the leper and declared his desire to cleanse him. He refused to be fearful of the man's condition. "I am willing," he said, "be clean." And immediately the leprosy left the man, showing itself to be a foreign invader that withdrew when confronted with Jesus' powerful touch. Jesus then sent the man to have his healing verified. Go show yourself to the priest and offer the sacrifices that Moses commanded for your cleansing as a testimony to them. Jesus sent him as a messenger to the people who had labeled him as a leper, inviting them to acknowledge Jesus' ability to remove his damaging label. So are there areas in our lives that where we'd like to be more like Jesus, but we've labeled them as too hard to change? Maybe you're like me and want Jesus to help you overcome being timid when talking about your faith. Or maybe there's a negative attitude you want Jesus to help you with. Or perhaps you just want to open yourself to the work of his Spirit to make you more like Jesus. We're going to take a moment to let you think about those questions, and we're going to watch a little excerpt from The Chosen, which is a video series all about the life of Jesus and the disciples. And this little clip illustrates the story that we've just been listening to. So here we go.
To spoil this beautiful day or anything, huh? Come on.
It's a leper. Stay back.
Cover your mouth. Don't breathe his air.
Don't come any closer.
It's okay, John. It's okay. Rabbi.
You can't let his disease. You can't.
Please. Please don't turn away from me.
I won't.
Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Only if you want to, I submit to you. My sister, she was a servant at the wedding. She told me what you can do. I know you can heal me if you are willing.
I am willing. Be cleansed.
I knew it. What can I ever do?
No. Do not say anything to anyone.
You don't seek your own honor.
Please just do me this one thing.
But what do I tell people?
Go, show yourself to the priest. Let them inspect you and see that you are cleansed. Make the proper offering in the temple as Moses commanded. And go on your way.
Who has an extra tunic? Just one of you. That's enough.
Go
Green is definitely your color. Not too shabby.
Hey, it's Dallas and the creator of The Chosen, and if you liked what you just saw and you want to see the episode of the first ever multi-season show about the life of Christ, you can do so right now.
So this story that we've just watched shows Jesus' willingness to give us a new start. In a moment, we're just going to ask Jesus to touch us with his transforming power. And let's just remember to allow Jesus, the label remover, to challenge our tendencies to label others and ourselves in damaging ways. May we remember to see ourselves and others the way God sees us, as people made in his likeness, a beloved daughter or son of our Father in heaven. Let's pray, shall we? Heavenly Father, thank you for Jesus' ability to set us free from damaging labels that hold us back. Please touch us now with your transforming power, and please help us to be more like Jesus, speaking words that bring life, courage, and blessing. Amen.